On tonight's Hillbilly Nerd Talk, a feel-better documentary, a meeting, new medicine, New Zealand, flat earth, and some NCAA drama.
Welcome to Hillbilly Nerd Talk with Hank and Petra.
Welcome to Hillbilly Nerd Talk. I'm Hank.
And I'm Petra.
Petra, we've had a good week as always. We're getting back to our Monday or Tuesday in the week podcasting.
We're trying. It's late on Tuesday, but we're doing it. So
it is. You know, I don't know why I feel the need to do it early in the week.
I don't either, but you sure do.
You know, I don't want to think of it as like a get it over with kind of thing for the week. But I don't know. It's one of those things. Like, I feel like we're putting out a product and it's sort of.
It needs to be on time. I agree with that. I would, like, if you wanted to do it on Friday, I think you would just get, like, a blank stare from me. Like, you have to, I don't mean to be like that. I'm time sensitive, man. I'm time sensitive.
I guess. So, I don't know if it's even in a time thing. It's just, I don't know. I just feel like it needs to get out. Like, I want to get it out in the world somewhat. For some reason, early in the week seems like the world's going to consume this more than if we put it later on Friday, which makes no sense whatsoever.
It really doesn't.
It's a podcast. They can listen to it anytime. It's not like we're, you know, picking times where people are listening to us live. But no. I think I get that in my head.
No. Mm-mm. So we can do it at 3 o'clock in the morning, but no.
Don't think so?
No.
No, let's not do that.
No, you're not too coherent at 3.
You were disappointed at me for watching a documentary the other day.
I actually was. I was just like, what the hell is wrong? What,
you know,
is my husband watching?
You know, we criticize. Or I do. I'm hypocritical. I'll admit, I'm a hypocrite right now.
Okay, I might be too. What?
Well, I don't. A lot of these reality TV shows I've said on here, and I do feel like that we're making fun of people. When you see a show that's My 600-Pound Life, you're getting a weird enjoyment out of watching this 600-pound person struggle, you know?
Maybe.
And the same with the Hoarders or the whatevers, these people that had that addiction show that used to be on. There's something about shows like that that, I don't know. Mm-hmm. We joke about it. It makes you feel better about yourself because these wackadoos on TV
do. Yeah, we joke about the Hoarders. Like, I don't know. We have a sick fascination with Hoarders, don't we? Like, we catch it sometimes and when we're traveling and have cable television. And
well, yeah, that's my point. Any of those shows.
We watch that.
And it's why they're wildly popular. But
everybody can feel better about themselves because they don't hoard to that extent because they find the most extreme people.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I've never watched like My 600-Pound Life. I guess.
Oh, I've just seen it on, but I'm just throwing it out as an example.
I've never watched Teen Mom or there's so many shows like that I haven't watched. Well, I told you about my experience almost watching. I did watch the Kardashians. I was flipping through the channels. I thought they were making fun of the show Keeping Up with the Kardashians. They went to a commercial break. They came back on and it was Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And I was like, oh my God, this is the stupidest shit in the world. Sorry. If you love it, you love what you love. When I need to feel better about myself, I watch America's Next Top Model. I feel like Albert Einstein after that.
Well, what I'm getting at is I feel a little hypocritical because I criticize that of people who do that. But I did that a little bit the other day, and I did it totally to feel a little better about myself. I felt better after I watched that. I feel guilty that I feel better after I watched it. Maybe those throws do serve a purpose once in a while, make you feel better about yourself.
Maybe they do. And as long as you realize that reality television, there's nothing real about it, it's all staged.
Maybe.
It's all staged.
Well, so the documentary I saw is a documentary on Netflix. It's called, and I would say I recommend it, but I would recommend it if you want to feel good about yourself and in a weird, perverse way, you know, get weird pleasure out of some other wackadoo that you can say, like, well, at least I'm not that jackass.
Right? Yeah, the few minutes that I saw, the guy was running across a yard shitting himself. So, yeah, if you really are in the dumps and you need to feel better about yourself.
In the dumps, no pun intended there.
Yeah, the dumps. Then
It's a curse of the man who sees UFOs. That is the name of this documentary. And it, and when I say documentary, it is a loose use of the word documentary.
I'm like, what the fuck are you watching?
I'm sitting here feeling better about myself. I'm doing therapy. Leave me alone.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. Yeah,
it was it's about a wackadoo guy who, well, that's a good title for it, Curse of the Man Who Sees UFOs, because this guy literally sees UFOs everywhere he goes. He is 1,000% convinced. He's got God knows how many hours of footage of dots in the sky, and just anybody looking at it would just totally dismiss 99.9% of it instantly.
Yeah. Some of it might be a little interesting, but I just,
yeah. When he's running around the golf course demonstrating how the UFO made him tingle inside and he had to go take a shit on the golf course in the middle of the night. That's how it starts. So it does kind of hook you. I mean, you gotta say that.
No, it didn't hook me. I went went in the kitchen and I cooked food. I was just kind of, and I think at the time I was mildly aggravated. So I'm just like, I can't believe he's watching this shit.
Good.
I can't believe he's really watching this shit. I'm ignoring him.
Oh, well. We have a follow-up from our Mr. Asshole Renter, Charlie.
Yes.
You know, when you stand up to bullies, isn't it interesting? You can call it. Every culture
has had.
It's karma,
bitch. It's karma.
It's karma. There's, if you're religious, you can say you reap what you sow. What comes around goes around. Whatever your culture, even multiple countries, I'm sure, have different sayings. But it all comes back to basically all those. You reap what you sow kind of bullshit.
Karma, bitch.
Karma. Karma's a bitch. That's a good one. Our asshole from a few shows ago. And we won't rehash the whole story. You others have to go back and find it
a few shows ago. It was an hour-long vent of what we've been through.
Yeah, we just have an asshole renter who was just basically an asshole to us.
An extreme.
And we're his landlords. So this asshole, the whole point of his assholeness was he was leaving. And he was basically giving us the finger on the way out in a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, apparently, the shopping mall that Mr. Asshole was going to move to, his deals fell through, and now he doesn't have a place to move to. So after his little lawyer badass, well, he thought, note to us about I'm leaving and blah, 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 and huffing. Now he has to come begging back to us to see if we'll let him stay. Because I've talked to our lawyer who says that notice from him and his lawyer serves.
We could probably put a lock on that door on April 1st.
It serves as legal precedent or whatever you want to call it that we can absolutely enforce that and say, no, you gave us written notice that you were leaving. Get the fuck out. So,
which is kind of, you have to, if you listen to the other show.
Oh, this guy, it will fucking kill him.
We were so wound up.
It will kill this guy, Charlie, to talk to us.
I know.
He's made it known. This fucking pussy won't even talk to us in person. He has made it known through a third party that he wants to have a sit down with us to discuss our previous unfortunate incident that happened and blah, blah, blah.
You mean you being an asshole?
Exactly.
Can I say that? can your little supporting wife drop some F-bombs on him, please? Because I'm usually not as foul-mouthed.
He'll hate it that you are there and our property manager will be there, who's also a female. He will despise that you women are there.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's super, again, from the past episode, super religious, asshole to the nth degree. He won't be able to stand that there'll be women there in positions of power.
Yeah.
That he won't be able to stand that.
No.
That'll drive him crazy. Right off the bat, that'll irk him.
I we said this when we talked about the incident on the podcast. I was shocked that he didn't have a heart attack the next week, that the stress of all of it didn't just put him in the hospital.
Well,
this might do him in.
Maybe. We'll see how it goes. I mean, yeah. I mean, in a weird way, I've said this on the show. I've told you a million times. People do make mistakes. And in all seriousness, yeah, it was a bad situation. And I, but if somebody will honestly apologize for what they've done, I honestly can wipe this. I can at least start over or try to. I can't say I'll ever forget it, but yeah. I can certainly move on and have a working relationship with somebody at least.
Okay.
If they apologize.
Well,
that's
the key. And I thought about this, like I've been batting this around in my head too, like how to talk to you about this too. As a 100% logical Mr. Spock businessman, that's a good lease. We need to deal with this. See if we can, you know, keep him there a little while.
The money.
I don't want to give him a lot of stuff, but let's.
The money's nice, but we don't need it.
No.
And so if he will apologize and halfway try to meet us in some, basically he has to apologize. I'm just going to say it. It doesn't have to be a sincere, I'm not going to pick it apart kind of apology. Mm-hmm. It can even be an apology, just a generic, like I'm sorry all that happened or something, but he has to say the fucking words. I'm sorry about something. Or
I don't know if he can.
Well, then it'll be thermonuclear again, because about halfway through, I'm going to give it some time, and I'll start off with an apology myself. I've already thought about this, about, you know, I'm sorry it went to that level. I'm sorry we got in each other's face. Or me, I'm sorry I did that. I acted inappropriately. I did not handle the situation the way I should have. I'm going to start with my own apology.
Okay.
And then I'm going to see what he says. If he just sits there blank face.
I think that's what you're going to get.
Okay, then I'm going to stand right up and walk the fuck out. And he can rot in hell.
Is that really the smart thing to do?
I don't know. What do you
think? I don't think it is. I think the smart thing to do is to shut your yap and go in and listen. Because once you apologize, you're putting yourself on almost a lower rung or something there. Let's just go see. Don't go thermonuclear if he doesn't apologize. Let's just go in and nobody apologize? Just start talking? Exactly.
Well, maybe.
It's a business negotiation. Fuck the past.
Well, but as I may retort, do you think assholes like this ever go away?
No.
Do you think this is the first and only situation with this asshole?
No, but if we can get $2,300 a month out of him and get him paying his utility bills, I can deal with that. Asshole doesn't bother me.
You're a better woman than I am. I want him. I want
you. Always you get a whole. I love you.
I want wrath on this guy. I want wrath.
You like
to,
that all the time, though.
Well, I want. I can't help it when somebody attacks me. Yeah, I full force want to go at them full force with everything I got. And it's not like I don't need that. We don't need that rent money. I don't care if he moves out or not, as far as that goes. You're saying, yeah, it'd be nice to have an extra $2,300 a month. Okay. Yeah, it would be nice. But to let this asshole win.
It's not. He knows. And maybe this is like from a feminine point of view. Sometimes we have to know that we won, but we can't rub it in. Okay?
I guess.
You won this already. This asshole was going to bail on this lease and was excited about doing it, wanted to pick a fight and be a jerk. Now he's stuck calling somebody else in town, hey, can you get a meeting with Hank because I can't move out. That was eating a bowl of cold shit.
You're probably right. Well, that helps.
Okay.
It helps for you to say that.
Okay. Excuse my all my nasty language tonight. I'm on a roll.
Well, that's good negotiating stuff. And again, it a lot of it comes down to like if we needed the money and if this and if that.
I know,
typically I try hard not to think win-lose situations. especially when it comes to money and our business partners. But again, at some point when somebody offends you and wrongs you so bad, I don't know, but whatever. I was, like I said, this asshole, at least we stood up to him.
Yeah.
And once we stood up to him, all of a sudden, A, he apparently's back down. Now he's having to grovel to even for us to let him stay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's enough for me. It really is.
Okay.
And if, and
you're a good influence on me.
I try to be. Cause I think you would.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you can call me the Punisher if you want, but I just feel like these fucking assholes in life deserve to be punished and deserve not to just walk through life walking all over everybody, being a fucking jerk to everybody without some consequences. I just feel that. Mm. I feel like somebody, and again, this is a wrong thing to feel, but I just feel like somebody needs to put them in their goddamn place.
Okay.
Like it's a bully situation. I keep coming back to this bully, metaphor. Like in school, like if I punched a bully in the face, that wasn't enough. I wanted to punch him in the face, and then when I got him on the ground, I wanted to beat his face in so he never come at me again. Just like you've seen in movies, and that's actually kind of a true little thing in movies. Okay, a bully's picking on you. You can hit him back a few times. He may come back.
Yeah.
Like Ender.
In Ender's game.
If you get a bully in a situation where he is backing down and you're the aggressor, it's also from Sun Tzu's Art of War.
Yeah.
When your enemy is, retreating. When your enemy's retreating, we attack. And all these things are saying the same thing. When you get your enemy, your bully, your opponent, when you get them down, you beat them to the point. If it's war, you just flat kill them. If it's not, you do everything you can to defeat them in every way so that they never fucking come at you again. That's what I want to do to this Charlie motherfucker. I want him to die on his deathbed hating the word Hank Yates.
Okay.
That's where I go.
I don't do things that way. And honestly, fighting with you is horrible as your wife. Like, I avoid fights as much as possible.
You know what? Isn't that great? That's great. Avoid fights with me because that's in a weird way proves my point.
No, because I don't bring stuff up until I'm ready to explode, and then I'm a crazy bitch about it. And then it's really an out of control fight instead of just.
Right. I know what you mean. It doesn't really translate to relationships.
No,
I'm joking there.
It shouldn't.
No, that's not the same thing.
And this isn't war. It's business. And he was a jerk. And no matter. And we weren't perfect. We were pretty good.
We made some mistakes.
We weren't perfect.
No, I could have done better.
And he's lost this. Okay. Like it's an epic fail for him. And he is in 8 million different ways groveling back. And enjoy the grovel. Fuck Hank. Enjoy it.
Okay.
Even if he doesn't apologize, take his money and wipe your ass with it if you want to. Okay.
I know what you're saying. And I can't logically say, again, except my examples of the the Art of War.
Yeah.
And your Ender's Game book you love. Oh, that's the Bible. How can you go against Ender?
I know. I do. I love Ender's Game. But you know what? In the later books, he softens a lot.
Oh, okay.
He was perfect in what he regretted what he did later. I mean, there's a whole series of books.
Well, all right.
And he grows up and it's marvelous. So.
Well, so there you go. So there's our update on our asshole renter situation. And,
yeah.
And we'll keep you updated with the meeting. We're having a meeting with him and our local economic director for our district. And it's kind of weird because they're literally using the word, like the economic director calls us and like, could we have a sit down with you and Charlie? I'm like, is this Sopranos? Really? Do I have to leave my gun at the car? Somebody going to frisk me? Am I allowed to come heavy? Do I have to come heavy? Bring my gun with me?
Hillbilly Mafia.
Hillbilly Mafia. The Cornbread Mafia. That's exactly what's going on here. Where is this? Here it is.
Oh, no.
I've got a new drug-free take.
Okay.
You know, drug ads are ridiculous, right?
Drug ads are like...
Drugs...
Oh.
I guess. You can go... Maybe you could say, oh, thank God there's all these drugs for all these problems. Or you could also say some of these problems are kind of invented to sell you drugs.
Okay. I want to
right?
hear this.
There's some.
Yes. Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. So let's hear what you think about this one.
Do you find yourself feeling depressed? Hopeless? Having trouble sleeping? Struggling with frequent panic attacks? Irritability? Constant arguments with family.
I know Dad did too. I know that.
Friends. Or even friends of friends on Facebook. Yelling at your phone or computer screen.
Unbelievable.
And the constant urge to pull out your hair.
Is something from Saturday Night Live.
I think you have some of these symptoms. I'm just saying.
I hope this is from Saturday Night Live because it looks like a comedian.
You up here where you can see?
Yeah.
If any of these sound familiar... You may be suffering from TIAD, or Trump-induced anxiety disorder. Impeachara.
That's pretty good, right? Trump-induced.
Impeachara. Okay.
Impeachara, yes.
All right.
Help. Impeachara is a prescription medication that may alleviate many symptoms of TIAD. Impeachara works on your brain's neurotransmitters and optical receptors, convincing you that Donald Trump has already been impeached. Not all patients have the same reactions, and results may vary.
Okay.
Side effects may include elation, the ability to focus on work and family again, and reconnecting with people you called ignorant fuckfaces on social media. Women that are pregnant or nursing should ask their doctor, as well as their state legislators, if they are allowed to take this medicine.
Did you catch that part?
Oh, yeah, that was fantastic.
It's not approved for children or adolescents under voting age and should not be taken by those in favor of the current administration, for it may cause thoughts of suicide or spontaneous bowel movements. In rare cases, people have developed a skin condition known as Cheeto face. Tell your doctor...
Cheeto face.
By the way, if you have thoughts of comb-overs or experience a reduction in the size of your hands, before you decrease or stop taking Impeachara, make sure you have disabled instant news alerts on all of your mobile devices.
Things got pretty dark there for a while, but thanks to Impeachara, I've elected to be happy. Nice shot.
Talk to your doctor to see if Impeachara might be right for you.
Go again.
Can we tweet this?
Also, do it fairly soon before you lose your health insurance.
It's here, right?
Impeachara. That's finally something political that I could laugh at because we still don't talk politics.
No, we don't. That's the first little dip the toe in the water we've had on the show in a long time. And you're laughing. So
I'm laughing.
So
yes.
I'm going to...
Cheeto face.
I'm going to vote that a positive thing. Good. No, I thought that was cute.
Chairman Meow liked it too.
Chairman Meow is on board, even though she's sitting looking at something weird.
She's watching the ghost.
She is watching a ghost. Oh, well. Impeachara. Thought that was pretty clever.
Where did you find that?
I don't know. Parts of the interwebs.
Yeah. You find right. weird stuff.
Well, when it gets really bad, we can go to New Zealand, apparently.
Evidently, yes.
Apparently, Canada wasn't exactly the...
It's cold in Canada.
People figured out. Yeah.
There.
It's cold and they speak English, but technically their language is French.
Well,
maybe people figured that out.
I think French and English are both. I think there are a couple of. Are they provinces in Canada?
I think you hit it. It's fucking cold up there.
Yeah.
Anybody that was going to move to Canada if Trump won, once you get up there, like, fuck this.
Well,
middle
I think
of winter.
The Pacific Northwest, like between Oregon, Washington, and Alaska, like that area is not as cold over on the west coast.
Right.
But I'm still kind of like, oh.
Well, the whole rest of the country is pretty damn big.
Yeah, and it's cold. It's big and cold.
Well, as I read this article, And I don't want, I'm not going to say that this is fake news or alternative news, but as I read through this, it is a good exercise in how news can be manipulative.
Or yeah, read the article instead of just the headline.
Yeah, and I try to do a little bit of both. I do, but it's real easy to skim through. Like this article that I'm about to talk about. Well, I'll just talk about it a little bit.
Yeah,
it's an article by Nick Perry, Associated Press. And the title of the article says, U.S. applications for New Zealand citizenship jump 70%. All right, that's an enormous amount, 70%.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you go on in the article, and within the first two paragraphs, it says, in New Zealand, the number of Americans who applied for a grant of citizenship rose by 70% in the 12 weeks following the election of President Donald Trump. When compared to the same period of time a year earlier, immigration records obtained by the Associated Press. Okay, so just seeing that and you're reading it,
you think
you're like, my God, that's
people.
Everybody's moving to New Zealand. Oh, my God, this is 70%.
All right, so what were the numbers?
The numbers are the Americans applying for New Zealand citizenship from November 8th, 2016 to January 31st, 2017 was 170 people.
And last year it was 100.
Yeah. So it's up from 100 to 170.
Well, it is up 70%.
It's technically up 70%.
But that is
that's
kind
not
of
exactly
it's,
yes. That's not
it's misleading.
Yes. It's not exactly statistically relevant.
If it was 1,000 last year and 3,000 this, I mean, that would be.
Even that would be something.
Yeah.
But these numbers are just crazy. It's whatever. So I thought I had us a place to go, and it is up by 70%. We could be 71. We
yeah.
could be number
72.
We could be a number, yeah, number 171,
Jeremy
172.
Three, so
you better watch it, kitty. Get eaten by a dingo.
I don't think, do they have dingoes in New Zealand?
I don't know what they have in New Zealand. Do they speak English? I think they speak
yes.
English.
Yes, they do.
That's a big thing, you know?
That's a huge thing because our asses are not speaking any other language.
I think it's too, yeah, I hate to say it. My old brain, I don't think. I had French in high school.
I had Spanish.
There could be nothing funnier. They should have videos of this all day long of us hillbilly kids like myself trying to learn how to speak French. Je ne sais pas. Killer a deal. It must just sound like the most unbelievable to French people. I can't imagine what they think it sounds like.
You know, I was listening to some YouTube videos of a European fellow, and his pronunciation was just wow. Like, I understand how American women just lose their shit over some dude's, some random dude's accent, because I was like, oh, I've never heard it pronounced that way.
You think there's any place in the world where our like hillbilly accent, people think that?
Well, why the hell do people listen to us from overseas?
I think they're laughing at us. I don't think it's exactly, oh, that sexy, sexy hillbilly Appalachian voice. I love it when he says, ain't got no, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, Hank.
When they say the word holler, I just love it. Gets me all hot and bothered.
If you don't lay off that accent right now, you're never getting laid again.
That was some vague Eastern European person.
Awful.
It was awful.
Horrible.
Well, somebody's listening to this overseas. I got the number to prove it.
Three.
Probably three or four. Oh, well.
Let's see. New Zealand, yes, yes. I think the weather's pretty good. I don't know if they are having ozone problems. Like, I know in Australia, which is their neighbor, there's a lot of problems with skin cancer because they don't have much ozone left, and it's a big deal for them.
Hmm.
So,
well, we do suck it all up and put it over the United States.
Well, the Freon that we use in our air conditioners, and it used to be on all of our aerosol cans, pretty much chemically reacted with all of it, and now it's gone.
Well, why is it worse there than here?
Over the pole.
They're in the middle of the
Well, no, I mean, it's a southern...
Are they real southern?
Yeah, it's very southern. They're a southern hemisphere.
I knew they were southern hemisphere, but I thought they were closer to the equator.
I think they're closer to the equator than parts of Australia, but I'm wondering. I don't know where... There's a hole in the ozone down there, and...
I don't know. Well, according to Shaquille O'Neal, the world's flat, so it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if there is no equator. Unless, I guess it's a pancake. I guess he would think the equator would be the thin little band around the outside of a pancake, right? What the hell else would he think an equator is?
I don't know.
And I don't know if this is a trolling thing, by the way.
Yeah.
Because as I read this, you know, Shaquille O'Neal is kind of a jokester in a way.
I'm hoping he's trolling people.
God, I hope so. I hope so. But, I mean, let's face it. He's not exactly known for his science intellect. He's known for being 7'4" basketball player.
Like, is the blood no longer getting all the way up to the top? What the hell is going on here?
You know, a lot of these NBA players, this is a theme that has started, and it's kind of disturbing in a way.
Uh-huh.
We've heard podcasts and people say, and they're right. I mean, people have a right to their own opinion. Fantastic. But the second your dumb opinion starts affecting me, well, that's not okay.
Yeah.
And the problem here is, are these, one of them is the Cleveland Cavaliers star. He's the one who started this Kyrie Irving.
Mm-hmm.
He truly does believe the earth is flat, and he's dead serious. And there's a lot of kids and maybe young people that are like, I don't know, just the fact that it's even out here in the press in 2017 that we're even having to talk about the goddamn world being flat is a problem.
Dude, I still don't have the rights you do. We're living in a world that's really fucked up. Okay, let's dial back here. We're still arguing about evolution.
Is
the earth flat? Am I as much of a person as you as a male? I don't have body autonomy. I mean, it's really, like, I don't have as many rights as a corpse in a lot of ways. And I think it's all coming to a head. And I'm really, really hoping eventually that we put some of these things to bed. Because we are allowing people's opinions to be taught as scientific fact.
Well, I don't know, but at some point, it's time to stop being quite so nice and just say the truth. Anybody who thinks the world is flat, you're a goddamn idiot. I'll just say it. I don't know how else to say it. There's 10 million scientific...
They knew the earth wasn't flat, 5,000 years ago?
I don't know how long ago, but for the love of God, hundreds, minimum... Minimum hundreds and hundreds of years ago.
A lot more than that.
I'm just thinking Columbus, for example, when, you know, they thought you'd fall off the end of the world. Obviously, you didn't.
There was some belief, but like the scientific community had already figured out planets and that the earth revolved around the sun, not the other way around. Hell, the Mayans had this shit figured out.
Well, I don't know. When you say they had it figured out about the earth being flat or not, I don't know about... They had, like, they had planets orbiting other planets and stars and things like that. But I don't know about the earth itself. But you'd think they... I don't know. Did they figure out it was round or flat or just the things orbited...
I think they figured out it was round, and I think it was...
Well, for sure, that was for sure the whole basis of the exploration of South America, North America from Europe by Columbus and Magellan and all those people you learned about as a kid. That was the whole point. It was a big deal to sail out there, and you didn't fall off the edge. You kept going around in circles. And the first person to do that was like, oh, my God, he started sailing west and ended up in the east. Oh, my God. Like, people started figuring it out for sure.
Well, that was proof, because I think the church was teaching center of the universe, sun revolved around the earth, everything.
Flat pancake theory?
Pretty much, yeah. I'm not completely sure on that.
I don't know.
But
there's so many, just the most basic things that you would just have to be, stick your head in the sand. You just have to be purposefully ignorant not to believe that the earth is round. You'd have to be purposely ignorant.
Yeah.
You'd have to not believe.
It's not even a belief. It's.
You'd have to, I don't know what you'd have to convince yourself of. Like, if you leave California and you fly west, you fucking end up in China on the other side of the world. And then if you keep going west, you end up in fucking New York City.
And if you keep going, you go back to where you were before.
Right.
But they do all this crazy stuff because I've read a little bit on this, and I can't really explain it, but when airplanes fly west, like, they go, I think, north and west,
mm-hmm.
and they're, and that is to like, I think taking rotation into account and blah, blah, blah. But, and I'm not sure about this, but they're talking about, well, they fly north, and they just argue this circular, crazy logic. I can't even reiterate it.
Yeah. Well, Kyrie Irving in the NBA, he 100% is no joke about it. He believes Earth's flat. And so does this guy from the Denver Nuggets, Wilson Chandler. And the Golden State Warriors, Draymond Green, all these people literally think that.
Well, that's because we've allowed stupid shit to be taught in schools.
But you know the ironic part? And no matter what, I don't care if they're athletes, I don't care if they only stayed 1 year of college, whatever. By now, every one of these people I just named have college. They have some college experience, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
These aren't grade school little kids sticking their head in the sand. These are adults. And Shaquille O'Neal, of all things, he has a damn doctorate degree in education from Barry University, Miami, Florida. Apparently, he went back to school to get his degree, I think. Yeah.
Wow.
Doctorate degree in education. There you go. I just find it unbelievable at this point. And for us not to just point these people out and just the shame, it ought to be ridicule. Which it kind of is, and what we're doing, and I guess some people are, but again, even the most basic things, satellites, the explanation for how a satellite continuously orbits the Earth without propulsion, it just continuously falls. You can draw it out. It's a very simple physics thing with gravity and a circular planet makes that work. But I mean, when somebody won't even listen to things like that, I just don't get it at all.
Yeah.
Do you?
They don't want to listen to it.
Let me read you Shaquille's, what he said. You tell me if this is somebody trolling or being serious.
Okay.
It's hard to tell just from, just from written words, of course. So here, and this says it's pieced together after some interruptions. This is Shaquille, quote, "It's true. The earth is flat. The earth is flat. Yes, it is. Listen, there are three ways to manipulate the mind. What you read, what you see, and what you hear. In school, first thing they teach us is, oh, Columbus discovered America. But when he got here, there were some fair-skinned people with long hair smoking on peace pipes. So what does that tell you? Columbus didn't discover America. So listen, I drive from coast to coast. This shit is flat to me. I'm just saying, I drive from Florida to California all the time, and it's flat to me. I don't go up and down at a 360-degree angle and all that stuff about gravity. Have you looked outside Atlanta lately and seen all those buildings? You mean to tell me that China is under us? China's under us. It's not. The world is flat." End quote.
He's an idiot.
I don't think that's how I read that. I think that's a serious person saying that.
I think so, too.
What the hell does... Why does he think you have to go up and down a 360-degree angle to go from California to Florida? What's he talking about?
I don't... And all right, I'm going to... God, I almost feel like I'm defending flat earthers. All right, when I read A Brief History of Time...
Oh, God.
I really cannot wrap my mind around how large the distances between celestial bodies are.
Okay.
Like, my brain doesn't really process light years.
I agree. Mine doesn't either.
Like, I can kind of get our solar system, like, you know, a real good model of that. I can kind of, wow, that's vast. But between our star and Alpha Centauri or Proxima or whatever.
Right, right.
Just fuck. I have no idea. It's huge. It's just, it's more than my mind can process. Maybe my mind's bigger than Shaq's and he can't process that the fucking planet is pretty big.
I guess.
And that you're not going to see.
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. I mean, it just seems so preposterous to me that somebody that has
made millions of dollars.
Yeah. Somebody who is
in any capacity
who has a college degree. And these other people, like I said, they at least have some college. They at least have had some college.
You know what? They had a lot of help getting into college. And I don't know if they had a lot of tough classes. I sincerely doubt if they took
whatever college these idiots came from.
Should disavow them.
They should.
And revoke all their credits.
Wherever Kyrie Irving went to college, they should call him up and just say, really, dumbass? Really? Do you really have to make
our college look this bad? Our society is going to, in the next few years, once we get enough of this impeachara into our systems.
Yeah.
I think we might quit saying, okay, well, your opinion is valid. I think it's time to start saying, well, that's stupid.
Shaming. Let's bring back shaming. We've had too much of this. Oh, you shouldn't shame people. You shouldn't do this. I think some people need to be shamed.
I think flat earthers need to be shamed.
I'm going
to
get on the bandwagon right now that flat earthers.
Creationists.
Racist people,
yes.
you all need to be shamed.
Make racism bad again, please.
Shame. Shame. Like on Game of Thrones. That's what we need to do to them. Make them walk down the street naked, shouting, shame. That'll do it. Right?
Well, you know, I had a buddy of mine from school post a big old long rant Facebook post. And it was the most holier than thou. Like, girls, men don't want to see everything that you've got. I'm so sick of seeing these half-naked selfies on Facebook and Instagram and blah, blah, blah. And guys don't want to take that home to their mom and blah, blah. And it was the worst slut-shaming I think I have seen in ages. And my attitudes towards nude selfies and things like that have changed a lot.
They have?
I personally would not do it, but if you want to, whatever.
It's your body, right?
As a feminist, I've got to support your right to do whatever.
I agree totally. It's your right.
And if guys like that, great. If guys don't like that, they'll date
other people.
Right. You know,
it's for everybody.
It is.
Nobody's getting
hurt. Your personal choice and what the hell ever. But
right. Right. If you want to express your feeling for that, just send your booby pictures to
Don't send boobies. No,
you might get a dick pic or two.
Thank you.
You might.
Don't really want to see those either.
No. No, you probably don't. All right. We went to see a movie this weekend.
We did. It was fun.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. It was an excellent update monster movie.
Tell them what we saw.
We saw Kong Skull Island.
Kong.
It was good. It was fun.
You know, it was good.
It was not challenging.
It was not challenging. That's a good way to put it. It was just a nice little ride. You get what you expect. It was
monsters.
Good. Monsters, giant monkeys, killing people. It's all right.
The cinematography was pretty. I mean, you know, the scenery was, it was very scenic. It was pretty. It was a pretty movie.
You know, I can't. Originals are always just, they're hard to beat.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the original King Kong, that's the 40s or 50s, or maybe even
I think it was probably the
30s or 40s.
Yeah.
But that update they did up to that in like early 2000s, the King Kong movie. They made King Kong back in the 30s. Then they made one in 1976.
Yeah, which was fantastic.
Then they made one in like, I'm just going to say 2007. I don't know. It was sometime in that era. I loved that one. The one from 2007.
That was a good one.
It was true to the original. It was just with better special effects and all that. I loved that one. So yeah, I kept comparing this one to that one, and I was a little disappointed because of that. But
it's a different story.
It is. You're right. It's a different story.
Different time period. It was set in the 70s. Great visuals. And all right, you know how when you look at pictures from the 70s, they're kind of old and faded and have that warm tone to them?
Yep.
The movie had that faded, warm tone to it. Did you notice that?
Yeah, they're doing a good job of that stuff lately.
Yeah.
Really capturing a time period. And if you notice, there's not a movie made that is set in the 70s that they don't play some Creedence Clearwater Revival in.
Yeah.
Which I love. That's fantastic. Yeah. But every one of them, you're going to hear Fortunate Son, Who'll Stop the Rain, Run Through the Jungle.
I think they played Run Through the Jungle in Kong,
they did.
Didn't they?
Yeah. Midnight Special, all that. I mean, there's always something. I'm glad we saw him in concert. We saw John Fogerty in concert in Las Vegas, and we heard all those songs.
It was fun.
But anyway, yeah, getting back to Kong. Good movie, fairly predictable. You're not going to win any Academy Awards. It's what you're going to, but it was entertaining.
Yeah, yeah. 6.5.
That's what I'll give it. I'll give it a 6 or 7. Again, it's, you know what you're expecting. They give you what you expect.
Yeah. I want to get in to see Logan this weekend.
Yeah.
If you don't, I'm going to date myself.
We'll go see it at the Early Bird Special now that we're retired.
Well, I'm kind of working some now, too. So
Samuel L. Jackson can play. I like him because he's not afraid to play crazy guys, good guys, bad guys.
Straight up villains. He will play.
He play whatever, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Not bad. I like that about him.
Well, he knows that everybody knows he's an actor, and he's not worried. I don't think he's at all worried now about getting typecast.
No, I don't think so. But yeah, I it was good.
Yeah,
so we both give it thumbs up.
Thumbs up. It wasn't anything deep and meaningful and life changing. It was a fun date movie. Actually, there were tons of people in there. It was really busy.
It was packed,
and all of the little girls are going to see Beauty and the Beast right now.
My gosh, what a line for that! That was lined around the block,
and they're wearing their little dresses too. Weren't they cute?
That is downright cute. There's no doubt about it.
We'll see that one of these days.
Yep. But I'm going to leave you with one more cute thing to talk about since we're here.
Cute.
You like cute? What about this kid?
This kid's kind of adorable.
The kid from Northwestern, that's the human GIF file now.
Yeah.
It's on my Twitter feed, which you can find at Hillbilly Nerd Talk on Twitter.
There are a few things more melodramatic than a kid that age.
How old do you think this kid is? About 8 or 9?
9, 10, 8 to 10. He's 8 to 10. And
his team, Northwestern, has lost, or there's a call at the end of the game that's assured they're going to lose, looks like.
Yeah.
And he is, oh my God, wiping his eyes, his rubber bands wide open, his mouth wide open with his rubber band.
His
braces.
That's why I'm thinking he might be 10, maybe 11. I don't know.
Oh my God.
He's baby faced.
You know, I get it. You get into sports.
Last
year it was a flute girl.
Yeah.
The girl that was playing her flute while she was crying.
Yeah.
Her team had lost. This NCAA, it gets you. I'm just telling you, it gets you. And there's this one too, the same kid. Oh, my God, this is so bad. He's wiping it. It's his facial. It's his hands to his face that's getting.
It's so melodramatic.
It is.
There's nothing.
This kid could find
reserved
drama. This kid could find drama in a bowl of oats.
Yeah. He could.
So, anyway, this is from March 18th on my Twitter feed, by the way, if you're
looking for it.
If you're so inclined, yes, on March 18th. I think both of them. Well, one's March. No, March 19th. I'm sorry. March 19th. And, we've been watching tournament. It's fun. Our cats are still in it, so it makes it entertaining.
That makes it even better.
Yes, we made it to the Sweet 16, and those Duke fuckers lost. Ah, what a great fucking weekend. What a great weekend.
Yes.
Sports couldn't have been any better.
Mm. Yes. All right, everybody. We hope you're
having... Wait a minute. Tell them where to find us.
Oh, whoops. I'm fired. I'm no longer a co-host.
We don't even have a sponsor anymore. The only thing we can do is tell everybody where to find us.
All right. You can find us at hillbillynerdtalk.com. And from there, you can find Hank's Facebook, his Twitter, which is pretty amusing and interesting to follow, and my Pinterest, which is loud and obnoxious feminism stuff.
And we would love for you listeners to share us somehow. I don't care.
Yeah. Share, tell somebody about us.
Cut and paste. Share a link. Get somebody's cell phone and program their, get their podcast and stick us in there. Sneak us in there. They won't
put
know.
Put us on Grandma's podcast.
Yeah.
She'd love us.
Oh, yeah. Especially how many F words we've said this podcast.
Yeah, we were.
We had a potty mouth. I can't help it. Sometimes you got to get it out of your system.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Right? This is our way to get it out.
This is Hank and Petra signing off the Potty Mouth Express. We hope you had a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.